July sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn. And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, welcome to your drive time home today. Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM, The Heat, and five other stations and two TV networks. And we got the TV network right here in the house today from Atlanta, Georgia, VH2.TV network. Welcome.
Hey, Don, great to be back again.
I know, they were supposed to leave.
I can't get enough of Florida.
I know.
It's such beautiful weather.
I know. We have an appointment tomorrow at the National Comedy Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And in during this time, Tom, if you could pull that up in this next half hour, no hurry, that would be great. And then also the Tampa Bay Film Society, because I know we're going back to the meetings and women in film. We're working on that, too. Mm-hmm. Before we start off, we had a little misconception last night. I had the wrong Dave on.
Wow.
But I had the right Dave, but he was on hold.
Okay.
So in the meantime, we are live on TikTok on both, and we're live on Facebook. And as is Dave there, the right Dave.
The right-hand Dave, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Dave. You're not on speaker, we're good to go because it echoes. So we are on six stations, 3 FM, 3 AM. And I have to tell you, are you on TikTok now?
Are we on TikTok, Lisa? She's working on it over there.
Okay.
We're a little slow on the draw today. No coffee yet.
Well, I had went into one of these live feeds that you go into, and you have to find, you know, they help you grow as a family.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And I got to my 1,000 so I could go live.
Wow.
So there's this gentleman, and Big Buck, what is your full name on TikTok?
It's Big Buck 357.
357, that's right. Big Buck's 357. And what I was really impressed with, Daryl, he was so into worship and music.
Oh, yeah.
And people were coming in, and he was saving souls and helping them get where they want to go on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
So then he also has a testimony that we want to get on later for Miracle Story. So, Big Bucks, tell us what happened and what you do in your live feeds for a lot of these amazing people from around the world.
A lot of my live feeds is basically just listening to Christian music, worshiping God, being there for people when they need prayer, basically trying to help people, spreading that word of God, getting it out there. Because in this time we're in this world, we just need to keep pushing God's word, giving him his glory that he deserves.
That's right. And you're doing that. And I could feel the presence of God coming through that whole area.
Yeah.
And, you know, and all of a sudden you're like, I'm going. And it was so funny because I even had Mama Ali call in. I know. And I had Mama Ali call in, and long story short, I'm like, Mama Ali's on. She was married to Mohammed. She's got her three children from Mohammed. And you were so into worship. You're like, okay, it's God first, Mama Ali second.
That could be a tough call.
Yep.
But God always first, though. God always. And I'm sure Mama Ali would agree with that, too.
Exactly. So Big Bucks. And then there's a little gal named Brandy. I think she's going to call in here in a second. Is she on the phone yet? Okay, if she doesn't call in, she was on last night, and I popped in her live feed, and she was talking about how wonderful she was to meet you and what you did. How do you change these lives of these young ones that are on as well? I say young because
we're 21 around
yeah,
here.
Yeah, exactly.
We're in our early 20s, if you can't tell.
Right?
Honestly, right.
I just spread the word of God. He's the one that's changing their lives, you know.
Right.
I'm just being the tool to help get his word out and to help show that no matter what, he's going to be there for us, no matter what we're going through.
Oh.
He was there for me, and he continues to be there. Even through last night, he glorified, even with the mistake last night, he glorified himself. Because I had people email me saying, you know, I can't believe you handled that the way you did. You made us want to come back to God even more than what we were. And I was just like, wow, this is amazing. I didn't even do anything.
Exactly. You know, and it's God that moves through this, and it goes so fast. And real quick, I have Stephen. Hold on a second. Last time. Real quick. We have Stephen Johnson, 012. He said, I was supposed to be on your radio show. Stephen Johnson, call the station. Get on the phone line. We have been so backed up. I did not know Big Bucks when I took this on. This would be such an explosion. It has been...
Wow.
My emails, I cannot catch up.
I mean, we were exploding yesterday, Big Bucks, and the phone lines were just blowing up. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, and people couldn't get on, so they're texting me on TikTok.
I feel like I'm missing something, like with this whole TikTok thing, though. Like, Dawn is getting me up to speed with this TikTok. I'm like, Jesus, I'm a comedian. I should be up on this thing.
Well, that's a whole new thing you can add.
The eight ball here.
Yes. I'm going to give a Stephen Johnson, if you're in the country of the U.S., call 727. 7-441-3000. Again, 727-441-3000. We have a lot of other callers calling in, and we will get you on. It's just, this is just really quick here. We're actually hyping everybody up that has helped out on TikTok.
Yes.
Big Bucks, is there anything that you'd like to say to the world?
No, not much. I'm just going to let you know, Brandy said she was trying to get through. She can't get through.
Who's on the phone line right now? Nobody? It's open right now. And
can I ask Big Bucks a question, Don?
Yes.
Do you mind? Big
yes.
Bucks, I have a question for you. This is Daryl Triplett, comedian Daryl Triplett. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, man. I'm great. So when was your revelation from God that you knew that he wanted you to carry his word? When did that hit you?
Good job.
It's been on the works since probably about 2016 when he saved me from... going somewhere I really didn't want to go.
Yeah.
But I headed there, and he put a new guy in my work, and that guy pretty much did what I'm doing right now. He just kind of was there for me and stopped me from going where I was going, and we became the best of friends. And just from that point on, each time something would happen, it just pushed him more and more and more, and I just get answers from him. Like, when Dawn asked me to do this initially, I was like, why me? You know, I'm just doing what I feel like I need to do. And that same night, I go into Brandy's live, and she's sitting there talking to Dawn, giving Dawn her testimony about how her being on my live brought her to God. And
wow.
I was just like, okay, I guess I have to do this, because obviously this is where God wants me to take this.
Yeah.
And I have to give him his glory. So if that's what he wants from me, then that's what I'll go do.
And someone is struggling with whether God's talking to them or not. To bring the gospel forward, what advice would you have for them?
Just keep your eyes and your ears open. You may not hear the answers you want, and they may not even be as in, like, you literally hear it. It could just be something happening that's similar to it, you know? Like, you ask a question, and you may, down the road a day or two, something may be said, and you'd be like, okay, that's probably the answer to what I was asking.
Yeah.
Or that may not be the answer to what I'm asking.
Yeah. Yeah, that's important.
Keeping that
important.
Open mind, yeah. And keeping it for,
yeah.
Exactly.
Well, thank you.
Well, we're just honored. We have such a tight show, but you know what? We're going to do a special on you because you have a miracle story that someone you were telling me about, and I was just in awe, and I can't wait for you to give that miracle story. So please, we're going to do that probably June 1st, if you're available, Big Bucks.
Yeah.
Yay! All right, that's Big Bucks. Big Bucks, give your TikTok name one more time.
BigBuck357.
There you go. You're on TikTok. Follow him.
Big Bucks, I'm going to follow you on TikTok.
Yay.
Or not, I can't use the word follow. I forgot.
Friends.
We're going to be friends and family, Big Bucks,
friends
brother.
Friends and family.
We're now brothers.
That's it. I am out there on it live right now with 20-some people in the live.
Oh, wow. Tell them hello. Tell them if they've got talent. We're actually working on talent for TV, singers, actors, models, and... It's going to be very exciting.
Yeah. Keep listening. We're going to give out all the social media stuff and where they can go to submit and put their request on all the good stuff.
Awesome. Well, if Brandy calls in Big Buck, we'll make sure she gives that testimony. She's not on the air yet. Not yet. Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. You can hang out with us for a minute. You don't have to go until our next caller, because I have some shout-outs. Actually, Daryl, real quick. Some people actually have given me gifts, gifters, I call them. This was at SNAISIS_fee. Then we have Sarah, ANGLISAIST_fee, two of them. Then we have at ISTILLHUG Teddy. Then we have IMANNIEBURGE. You can hear this again on the Tan Talk Radio Network on our live YouTube. Then we have Smiley 420. We have Smokey 420. We have ARVEY and Jump PINKALI. OFCOUS 57. We have Harvey and Tumblr. Sarah ANALISA. Then we have MADDIEROMAM. Glenn 537. Shang 260. MARSHAKESSEG. And Sarah Ellis. These are people that have contributed. And here's what we're doing with our TikTok money. I don't know if you've seen it on my feed or my Facebook. There's a little girl in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and we're kind of there for her sash. Her mom can't afford her to be in a pageant. Now, I run a beauty pageant, but it's more of a reporter, beauty queen reporters from all over. So the mom wrote a letter. The letter's on TikTok on Dawn Reese 3, and the little girl's talking about how she wants to be a princess and be Miss Wisconsin or Miss Preteen Wisconsin. She is 8 years old. And so that's what I'm doing with my TikTok money. So you're going to see this little girl. They're going to make another video. And we're going to find out because there was a little bit of noise, so we can't airplay it tonight. So we'll do that. Mm-hmm. And then we have Texas. Hold on a second. Let's get our next caller. And stay on the phone, Big Bucks. We actually, hold on. I need my assistant here. She's not here. We have Tex, PATSHIK. So we have Tex Pat Chick. Sending TikToks, and she is live on 106.1 FM. Let's go to that next caller. Brandy is here. Hello, Brandy. Yay.
We got you, Brandy. We found you.
Yay.
I know. I made it.
You were lost. Now you were found.
Yes.
So true.
So, Brandy, tell us what happened. Sorry about that. I just knocked my tablet over. tell us what happened, how you met Big Buck.
I was just in a live, and I came across him, and he was praising God like he does best, speaking his word, and I was like, well, I'm going to follow him, and we have become such great friends. I mean, he's an amazing heart, he has an amazing soul.
Wow.
He's an amazing person, he really is.
You can tell by just talking to him, just for the little bit that I've talked to him. You can tell already that he's a great guy. I mean, it's just
there.
He is.
So, I mean, I've never met him in person, but, I mean, he's part of the family.
So how did he make a difference in your life after you found God with him? This is finding God on TikTok as well. That's what I'm calling it, you know? Yes.
Well, in my opinion, you know, I was searching anyway. And when I came across his stream and he reached out to me, and it just made me sit down and think about my faith and where I wanted to go, and TikTok was the best way to go about it, with spreading kindness and positivity.
What I like about you too, and both of you, if somebody needs prayer when they come in there, you stop and you pray for everybody. And that
yes.
is what I am so impressed with, and that's why I'm featuring you two tonight. And I want to thank Texas Pat Chick. I don't know, she's sending me a ton of TikToks here, and we're going to mention her out. If you're on TikTok, Texas Pat Chick, if you're going to send TikToks, I might as well shout you out on the air tonight.
Shout it out.
Yeah, we'll shout you out tonight. I think there are some other ones here. And Big Bucks, what has TikTok done for you? Have you noticed, do you have more confidence? Do you have a pep in your step? Because I just did a video called, Are You Addicted to TikTok? It's on my page.
I might be addicted to TikTok after this.
Oh my God. Texas Pat Chick is still going on TikTok, sending me those TikToks. It's going for a good cause. I don't know if, Big Bucks, if you saw the video with the little girl, you know, she's going to do another one, but the mom wrote a letter. So we're taking our TikTok money and we're buying her a sash and crown, and she's going to be one of our princesses.
Yeah. And yeah, that's going to be real good. Also, remember, Lisa T Collection is going to donate a
gown?
The gown for her also.
Shoes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay, we have his beautiful wife over here. Hold on. She has, I got to tell you, because I'm waiting for my hairstylist on Friday. This woman over here, say hi.
Hi.
Look at her beautiful hair. Gorgeous hair. So you had sent me this a while ago. And you have something. Tell us about the hairline. Hold on, Big Bucks and Brandy.
Yeah, Big Bucks and Brandy. I want to let Lisa take over for a second. Lisa, tell them about the hairline. I mean, this is your baby. You birthed this from the birth canal. So tell us.
They're married. They've been married how many years?
Oh, God. Well, she. Well, let's see.
We've been married together. 11 years. 11 we've been years, together 15.
15 years. Years, yeah. So. Yeah, might as well say a lifetime.
And I'm going to come back and shout out on this end with the TikToks on the other account if they're sending them. They get real shout outs on the radio. Okay, so take it away, Lisa.
Take it away.
So Hair 911 has been in existence since 2010.
So it's Hair 911?
Yes.
Yes, Hair 911. Where can they go to the website?
Hair911.biz. Or they can go to Facebook, Instagram, at MyHair911.
Perfect. Well, you're live on six stations, and we have Daryl, which is a TV network here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Brandy, you have a nonprofit, don't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us about that. We're going to come back with Lisa's fashion state, because you're also doing some things.
We run a nonprofit called Double Six Service Dogs. We train service dogs for veterans and first responders.
Wow.
Okay.
Doesn't that sound like a TV show?
Wow. Yeah, yes. Brandy, you know, I was a cop for 25 years. Before I got into comedy.
Thank you so much for your service.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, that's a big part, training the service dogs for us and the cadaver dogs and everything. That's a big deal. Great job.
We're working to get in more parts of Florida right now. We're just kind of on a hold like the rest of the world.
Right. Where are you located at, Brandy?
We are out of Lake City, Florida.
Okay.
So it's like near Gainesville.
Yes, about 30 minutes north of Gainesville.
Right. I got to stop real quick because we're just, oh my gosh, I haven't had this happen. Big Zed, 250 cent TikToks on the other account. Spoiled Native is sending TikToks. Oh my gosh. We have Ivan A. Pumpernickel. She is being shouted out on, and you can hear the show. It'll go over and over again. Yeah. We got Big Zed, 250 sending TikToks. And we're getting Kelsey on the phone in just a second. We want to thank everybody for helping us with these gifts to get this little girl. And Steven Johnson, 021, yes, please call in. And we're going to chat. And both of you, Brandy and Big Bucks, I want to say Big Ed because we have a Big Ed in our station. That's our station owner. I mean, manager, you know, owner. I wanted to say that. But I want to thank you so much for both of you calling in. And give your TikTok name one more time for everybody.
I am Brandy Tomlinson, too.
Okay. Brandy Tomlinson?
Yes, two.
Okay.
And then we got Big Bucks 357. Please follow them as well. I'm not follow. Not follow.
Be friends and family.
Oh, my God.
Friends
how do I family. Family.
That's right.
Friends and family.
Hey, y'all follow me also. Officer, keep it real if you can. Follow me also. Oh, I would love to follow
friends
you guys.
And
oh, friends and family. Friends and family. Friends and family, people.
Friends and family. I can't keep up with the TikTokers, but I want to thank you both. God bless you, and we'll be popping in your
God
live.
God bless you. God
all
bless
right, thank you.
You
both
thank
for calling
so
in.
Much.
Okay.
I love these two, watching right. them. Real quick, I have more shout-outs. We're going to come back with your fashion line in a second and get Kelsey on. We have, oh, my God, we have world famous. Are you giving me TikTok money? I was up till 4 o'clock in the morning. 4 o'clock in the morning I popped on. I couldn't sleep. And I was on your live feed and getting more family and friends. And he's giving me TikToks.
Wow.
And that's another one, yes. World famous. Hold on a second. And that's another one. If you want to get your numbers up on TikTok, I feel like we're doing a telethon for TikTok right now. World famous comebacks, and he's got 123.9K, 4.5 followers. He's amazing. He's kind of like the guy over the fence. You don't see him, but
right.
you know that he's there.
He's there
and
right.
he's writing names down. If I haven't shouted you out, please put little prayers down below, and I'm making sure I'm doing a shout-out. Those little prayers, make sure I will give you that shout-out. Oh, my gosh. I've never had this happen before. We have another one. Hold on a second. We have Melissa. Hold on. Oh, hold on. I'm going to go here. We have Melissa, SAVANRIJN3. Is giving TikTok. She's supporting this little girl. We're going to make a princess. We have this _is_me. I'm sorry, 24.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you. Oh, my God, these TikTokers. I'm going to go through them. You know, I came up with an idea. I wanted to do for like the most TikToks. Now, someone sent me a concert too, or something. They sent me something that blew up there. I'm not sure what that is. Well, we have, let's get the other caller on, and I'm going to find out. I've never had what they sent me.
Yeah, and I think we have, who'd you say, Kelsey?
Kelsey.
Yes.
Yeah, take it away.
Kelsey, are you on with us?
Yeah, somebody's trying to call me on the phone.
No. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, Kelsey. Hi. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I do TikTok. This is how you actually found me. I'm very bad at this. I do apologize. My username is Mommy Shark Doodoo.
Too? I thought so. I was like, Mommy Shark Doodoo. Yes, can
wait a minute. Isn't she on our list?
She is.
I am.
She is.
Okay. And the little people sending you concerts are actually Loser Crew, which is a family that found me on TikTok and brought me in.
Oh, my God.
I pulled them all to your live this evening.
Oh, you did not. Oh, my God. So, okay, who sent me the concert?
You would have to let me know what username and I could tell you who it was.
Okay, there's so many. I need you, if you have sent any TikToks or anything, you guys are going so fast that I'm on the air. Oh, we have Melissa, SAVANRIJN3. I just got another concert from them. This is wild.
That's Melissa. She is the queen bee of our Loser Crew. Who I want to be is Sherry.
Oh, my God. And
the sisters.
Oh, my gosh. And I just got another one. Are you seeing what's happening, Daryl, here?
Yeah, I'm looking.
This is amazing. I can't keep up. I need everyone to put little prayers below so I know who is sending me TikToks. This is going to a little girl. And then also, what is your live feed about that you do?
I mostly just get on to try to spread, you know, a more positive feeling across the platform.
Sure.
Because you see so many teenage dancing. You see a lot of thirst traps, let's be honest here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a mom.
I'm a mom. I want to share single parenthood is okay. You can do this. You can be a great mom and do social media. I mean, just
and that's
be happy.
A cool thing.
Be yourself. Be true. It's not that hard.
And you sing too, don't you?
I do sing, actually.
So guess what?
People tell me I do.
Guess what? Well, he gets that Mama Shark doo-doo. We're not going to do that one, but we'll do that before you leave. I want you to sing a cappella on the air for us, for our TV network, and they have a record label as well.
Oh, no pressure.
Okay, I like that.
And let me tell my TikTokers what we're going to do here. After 6 o'clock, we have Brandon Max, and we have, oh, my God, I've never seen this before.
TikTok is exploding.
It's blowing
up. Thank you, guys.
You guys are going to make me cry. Honest to God, I've never seen this, Daryl, ever.
You guys are wonderful. I can't believe it.
I have so many shout-outs, but here's the thing. We have another special we're doing. I'll know here in about 15 minutes. And then when we shut the microphones off, we can talk to all the TikTokers.
Sure.
So, oh, my God. And so, anyways, let's hear you sing. That's why you called in.
Yeah, you can tell I'm great at this, right?
I know. You're auditioning right now for the Indie, what is it called?
Indie Live.
Live on six stations.
It's part of VH2 Networks. Yeah, okay, absolutely.
I'm going to try this. Let me come through because my cell phone's like terrible.
Well, okay. I got to tell you, before we do, I got to tell my other one, I need an assistant here. Just real quick, Ivan Pumpernickel is sending more as well. I think I can order that sash and crown by tonight.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. It's
so
exciting. We're going to make that happen.
That's so exciting. Okay, go for it.
I've made up my mind. Don't need to think it over. If I'm wrong, I am right. Don't need to look no further, this ain't love, this is love. Should I just give up, or should I just keep chasing, baby? Even if it seems nowhere, would it be alright, even if I knew my place? Should I leave it there? That's all I got.
Wow.
Okay.
Congratulations.
And I saw her singing on live. And, you know, that's what people are doing, Daryl.
Yeah.
They're singing. And Daryl, tell everybody what you offered me with VH2 TV Network.
Well, I'm telling you now, you're talking to the woman in charge right here, Don Reese, because she's over our whole talent division. So you are definitely talking to the woman in charge. Matter of fact, I want to give you, over the air, I want to give you an email address real quick. I want you to email.
Keep talking.
Yep. I want you to email dsimon, S-I-M-O-N dot G-A at VH2. And I want you, do you have a demo record? I'm sorry, do what?
Could you repeat that?
Sure, it's D for David Simon. D Simon, S-I-M-O-N dot. That's okay. That's okay. .ga at vh2.tv. And I want you to send, do you have a demo reel or anything like that you can send him?
I actually don't. I'm kind of just, you know, singing for my friends and family for fun. I was not prepared for this at all.
Wow. Well, you see how God moves things. You got to always be prepared, especially when you're dealing with the man above, because he's going to always bestow blessings upon you at the times when you don't even, when you can't even see it coming. So take that email. When you get your demo ready to rock and roll and you feel comfortable with it, I want you to email David Simon over at VH2. He's going to put it in the hands of Devin Sawyer. And he is over our Indie Live Music production here. And we've got a lot of fantastic things that's going on with that.
Yes. See, now you're being discovered from TikTok with me, and that's what I do. I was a talent manager in Hollywood, California, and my office was on Hollywood and Vine in the old Taft building. Now I heard they put $1.5 million, Daryl, into that Taft building.
Yeah. I can't believe, I mean, I've got to say, people, I cannot believe her TikTok and the love you guys are showing Don Reese here. This TikTok is, it's blowing up. I mean, it's unbelievable. I'm going to thank you on behalf of her.
If you see the hashtag loser crew, that's my girl.
Is that your girl's doing this?
Can you say that name? Hashtag loser?
Hashtag loser.
Hashtag loser crew. That's my family.
Hashtag loser crew. I love them.
There's ones in Canada. We've got people in Serbia. We've got people in America.
Wow. Hashtag loser crew. That's all right.
Well, and like, again, what I'll be doing here shortly, put little prayers down below that you gave TikTok money that's going for a little girl. Please go to my Dawn Reese 3 and see the video of the little girl that your money is going to. You're going to make one little girl a little princess and very happy.
Yeah.
I'm like the fairy godmother.
You are a wonderful fairy godmother. God definitely blessed me when you put you in my path. Oh, I'm ecstatic.
I would love to meet you when you're ever in Florida and come sailing with us.
Absolutely. My dad actually lives in Beverly Hills. So
that's what you said.
The other implausible.
Here in Florida.
And I'll bring a prayer shawl from my grandma.
Yes. Oh, you were talking. Yes, I was telling Daryl about the prayer shawls. We want to sell that on the TV network.
Yes. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I want to sell.
I would definitely speak with her. I know it's kind of like a local thing currently that she's doing with it, where, you know, friends and family, or even those who have children in the hospital dealing with cancer, her and a group of ladies will make a prayer shawl that they pray over while they're crocheting it, and then donate it to these people so they can feel kind of God wrapping around them as they're going through treatment.
Wow, that's amazing. I'll tell you, we're so blessed to have you on, and thank you for supporting us. And I told my daughter-in-law, she's a young mom, I said, you need to jump in hers as well. Yeah. And, you know, the thing is, if everybody that is on, please help each other grow. Yep. That's the most important.
That's
you've helped me.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Growth and positivity, good vibes only.
You are amazing, and they're still giving. They're still giving. This little girl's probably going to get more. Maybe we can buy her a new dress or something.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Ooh, that would be exciting. That would
be awesome. And you're going to see her with her crown and sash and thanking all the TikTokers.
Wow.
So it's going to take about a week.
That is amazing. God bless you. Seriously.
Well, do we have that Shark Doodoo song for a minute before we go to Sarah? And then let's go.
I want to hear this.
Yeah. Have you heard that
one? I have not heard it.
Mommy, Shark Doodoo-Doo-Doo-Doo. Mommy, Shark Doodoo-Doo-Doo-Doo. Mommy, Shark.
See, Brandy, all of my...
You can catch me live in my shark suit at usually 6 p.m. Eastern. You're really interested.
Well, we want to thank you. How are we doing? We have Sarah on the phone. Well, thank you so much. When you're ever in Florida, please come in. You're more than welcome to come to the station.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brandy.
Melissa, oh, my God. Melissa's still giving TikToks. Oh, my gosh. We're going to get that little girl a dress, too. Oh, so we have Melissa. Hold on a second. Oh, my gosh. We have Melissa... VANRIJN. And you can actually hear all this again on Tan Talk Radio Network. We're live on YouTube. And yes, so we also are want to thanking some more of the TikTokers. Let's go to Sarah and Lisa. Before we go to Sarah, tell us about your fashion line that you have for dresses.
Hey, everybody.
Hold on.
I'm back again.
She's back again, people.
The name of my company, well, we have Hair 911 for the hair, and we also have Lisa T Collection. So if you want any gowns, shoes, Tennis shoes, electronic devices, that type of thing. We sell everything. So you can check us out at lisatcollection.com. Also, Facebook, Instagram is Lisa T Collection.
Yeah. And this is no cheap stuff. This is
no.
Very good quality. Very good. It's made very well. So, you know, this is some of the top of the line stuff that you're going to get when it comes to the gowns, the hair products. It's 100% human hair, no synthetic hair for you women out there who know about that.
Yeah, she's wearing a gorgeous ponytail, and
actually have wigs as well that we just started with the lace frontal wigs with the Swiss lace.
I'm getting old, man.
We're going to get you that dirty blonde. She looks like a dirty blonde over there.
What we're trying to do is I want to try to cut a commercial for you guys. I know that we came a little late, and then we had a little mix-up, and it was my fault on the airtime today on something. But we're good. The station owner cleared it with me.
Yes.
She said, text me next time and double-check.
Yes.
So I was something. I want to think, we have Just Shell something over here.
We have a bunch of people that just came.
They are going amazingly, giving so much love.
Crazy. We're going to have to go back on the feed.
I know. You have to microphone.
Look and see. Thank you, everybody. This is awesome.
Yeah, Chrissy.
We do a lot of charities down here, guys.
Give your TikTok name.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's Christy Boyle Zero, okay?
There you go.
I'm a zero.
Also, we have a special guest that's going to stay with us. She's going to pop out in the next half hour when I do my TikTok special with Brandon, Max, and Zach Berber. Let's introduce over here. She now finally has a TikTok account. Yay. And you are a singer.
Yes.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Maggie Quant.
Yes, put the microphone closer.
Hi, my name is Maggie Quant.
And tell us your social media.
My social media is at Maggie Quant 7. Instagram is CourageAllo3. And Facebook is Maggie Quant. And
what do you, darling?
Quant.
What do you do?
So do you know who's sitting in front of you, Maggie? They own a TV network with how many people and viewers in Atlanta?
60 million on Roku and 20 million households in Atlanta.
That we
moved here. Yeah, absolutely.
So actually, she had her special. She's going to do a quick special with us. I'm going to find out if Cassie's coming. Is she coming?
I have not got a text
back
yet. I'm sorry.
Okay, so we might just put you on the 6 o'clock hour, and we'll just shorten the interviews, and then because we didn't get the other one, but we're good. So anyways, we're going to ask Daryl some questions. I can't believe the TikTokers that are sending me.
They're still coming.
God bless everybody.
God bless you.
How awesome.
And then also here sent a concert. Ivan Pumpernickel sent a concert. I don't even know what these are yet. Mm-hmm. I just found out that I have something yesterday called TikTok points, and I don't even know what to do with those.
What? TikTok points.
I heard they're like diamonds. Diamond something. And then I'm looking here. World's famous. We love him. I love jumping in his lives. And I'll tell you, you've got to do that, Maggie. There are some people on here because my headset. That's live, that you need to jump in their live feeds and it's actually a family to family. That's what they're doing. We also real quick have Melissa. Oh my gosh, Melissa is giving us some more, and we're so excited. We're on Facebook Live as well.
We want Deidre to be shouted out.
Yes, is Deidre here? Is she on our TikTok? Which one is she on?
I see her on our Facebook Live.
Right, but she's got to be on the TikTok Live. Deidre?
She says she now has a TikTok. She says she should log on.
Okay, so log on to TikTok, and everyone follow Deidre. I'm not follow. Okay, we got to help me with this.
Friends and family.
Friends and family. Help me,
Listen,
Lord.
Listen, everybody, follow everybody.
No, you can't. You can't say that.
You
that
can't follow.
That is not allowed on TikTok.
Why?
Because
you have to be friends and family.
You have to be very,
well,
very careful.
I've got lots of friends and family all over the country.
Okay?
I'm serious.
Yeah. I like Chrissy. She comes in here, she gets it started.
Oh my God. Okay, let's go to Sarah. Let's go to Sarah. She's another TikToker that has also supported me. And Sarah, are you there?
I am. How are you?
Oh, we're doing amazingly fabulous. I need to get my help back from the schools in here to help me. Sarah, tell us about your live and everything you're about.
So my live, I go live every night at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And what I do is my lives are just fun. They're engaging. They're about community, building relationships. We help each other grow. We have fun times with trivia. I also, one big thing that I do is I support all of the people who join my community, and whether they need support with prayer or just encouragement, that's what I do. That's what I'm about. I love to just really encourage other people.
And that's what, you know, I'm noticing. There are different lives you can jump into, everybody. And it's what you feel that God wants you to go into. There's some I jump in and I'm like, whoops, I'm jumping out. There's some that are not for me. And when I see people like Jeremiah Knight 7, he's a friend of mine. He's got an animation movie he's trying to cut. And we were talking about that yesterday. And what you're doing and praying with people. And you're gorgeous. Have you ever modeled or acted before?
I have not. I was always told I was too short to model because I'm only 5'1". So,
well,
I've never done it.
That's around my size.
Well, actually, I'll tell you a secret. When I was actually 5'4", and I still am, and agents would tell me that I'm too short to model, I have done tons of print work. And right now, you're more of a commercial type. And we have David Vogel. He's a friend of ours. He's in his 80s, done over thousands of commercials. What area are you in again, Sarah?
I am in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma?
Nice.
Very cool. Yep. There's always a bluebird in your backyard. And I'm going to give you a TikTok secret number one. You can go to Hollywood 106.1 FM on TikTok and see the other secrets. The one thing I will tell you is start to Google casting directors in your area. And you will see them pop up on your social media on Facebook. Start adding them. So if you want to get into commercials and movies, those are the people that are doing the casting to the production companies. Because more people are doing that, of course, online. And everything's going virtual these days.
Right.
Very
okay,
cool.
Okay, that's awesome.
So,
yeah.
And how long have you been on TikTok?
I have been on TikTok since mid-March. So I think right around the 20th.
Okay. About the 20th. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And how many followers do you have?
I am right around 3,700, I believe.
Wow.
Nice. Wow.
Wow. And so, and that's amazing. And how many likes do you have about?
I'm over 14,000 currently.
Wow. 14,000. Well, if you all stay tuned on TikTok, because at 6 o'clock, we have two big TikTokers that have over almost 900,000 followers.
Cool.
And about 5K hits every time their videos go up, or 2 million. We've got, we've got two of them. So stay tuned at 6 o'clock as well. All right, yes.
Hey, Sarah, I want to tell you something. This is comedian Daryl Triplett and the owner of VH2 Networks. You know, keep your head up. People are going to tell you all types of stuff out there. There is a model that I seen the other day in a magazine. She has vitiligo. And you've got to, I cannot think of this young lady's name, but you ought to hear her story, how all the model agencies turned her down. She's one of the leading models now, and she's got vitiligo. And it's all over her face. But she's absolutely beautiful. So, I probably don't have to tell you. What's her name?
I know she was on Next Top Model with Tyra Banks.
That's right. Yeah. So, Sarah, keep your head up. I'm sure you're beautiful. I've never seen you. But just because people are telling you too short, hey, just keep going. Keep going.
I'll be honest with you, Sarah. I'm in my almost 60s here, and I don't feel like it, thank God. And, you know, I still have agents calling me and saying, Dawn, are you ready to do some work? There's so much work out there. Maggie actually has been connected to two agents already that she's following through. And, Maggie, you're in your 20s?
Yes.
Well, that's what we're sticking
are
with.
Are you in your 20s? Well, so that's cool, cool. But we want to thank you so much, Sarah, for a shout out. It goes so fast until I get more sponsors and to go on the air longer. And we want to thank you so much for calling in. God bless you. And we will definitely pop in your feed as well. You have a question?
Thank you so much.
Oh, yes. Actually, he needs your TikTok name.
Oh, sure. It's Sarah, S-A-R-A-H. Annalisa, A-N-A-L-I-S-A.
Perfect. Oh, I see you here.
Sarah. Yep, and if she jumps on, then you know, everybody work with her as well. And we want to thank you. That's what this show is about. It's kind of featuring TikTokers for a few minutes and what you do, which I
awesome.
Love.
Thank you
that's
so cool. much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, Sarah, thank you, Sarah. You so much, Sarah. God bless you. Let's go to the next call in, and I got to shout some things out. We have Ivan Pumpernickel still sending TikToks on the other account. I forgot which one I'm on, but I want to thank you. And we have, let's see, A. Arthur, I need someone to read these. Plug the cube guy. Oh, he must do cubic stuff, I think. Then we have, Daryl, how are we doing over there with people?
Oh, we got another TikTok. Glenn 537. Just gave a J. I don't know what that means.
But, oh, that's a TikTok, right.
Yep. We got BKR underscore FAM. just got gave another Jay.
It's more family.
Thank you so much, and they continue to give them. I mean, they're coming in. I mean,
and this is where it's going to go
to. Thank you, BKR fam.
So we have another special guest on the line. I think it's our I think is it our comic? Yay! It's going to some comedy. Elvis, are you there?
I'm here.
Woohoo! I saw you cooking in the kitchen where I almost burnt my husband's dinner, and I just made a TikTok video about that. And, yeah, so I'm here with the TV network. We have a surprise for you. Daryl, your comedy, take it away, because he's got a comedy clip. I think we can play that. It's all clean. I remember watching it, and I sent it to my engineer, and it's very funny. So let me get my engineer to pull up your video, and Daryl, talk to him while
Elvis,
he does it.
Elvis, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Oh, man, great to meet you. What part are you in Florida, or where are you calling from?
I'm in Orlando, Florida.
Orlando, Florida. Okay, all right. And how long you been doing comedy?
Honestly, Corona got me into... I've always been funny with my friends and family.
That's how most of us start off, man. we all start off in our undies in the mirror practicing and... You know, family and friends telling you nothing. That's how we mostly start off.
Keep talking to me. See if he has that.
Yeah, it was exactly March 27th where I posted my first TikTok video, and all my little sisters were like, "You're not funny. Stop. Log off." And now we're almost 2 months later, about 50,000 followers.
Wow. And,
yeah, it's been fun. I did not expect to have this type of like reaction from people.
You never know where this goes, Elvis. I could tell you that now. I've been doing comedy 8 years now. I just shot my first comedy special live, and everyone told me that nobody wants to see a ex-cop stand up in a uniform and tell jokes. And guess what? Everybody was wrong, because we had a packed house there. We sold out over a 500-seater. I mean, it's just never been done seeing a cop on stage telling jokes like that. So keep on your grind. I'm going to love to hear some of your clips when they get it queued up here in the queue. But stay on your grind, and I can tell you're going to be a force to be reckoned with. I want to hear some of your comedy. We have a whole comedy division also over at VH2 where we take new comics and we expose them to the world. So this is a pretty big opportunity.
We just shut up.
Yes, I'm. God blesses you in the weirdest way. You never know when it's gonna come.
Oh, you never know when it's gonna come. That's why you gotta always have your eyes wide open, your heart wide open, and your eyes wide open.
Yeah.
How are you looking,
my older brother? My older brother actually got semi upset with me when he started seeing how much like I was quote unquote blowing up on TikTok. And he's like, "I've been telling you for years. Look at all the time you've been wasting."
Shut up.
Yeah, and you never know who's gonna hear you. You never know where it's gonna take you. So you know, Elvis, what is your full TikTok name, Elvis?
I know we're running. Yeah, Elvis, we can't play that clip right now because I know we're running over.
Okay.
But what I'd like to do is I'm going to send you that clip.
Yes.
And if I can try to do that, because we have another one calling from out of the country. She's on the line. And, please give Daryl your information so he can watch you.
Yeah, it's Elvis Casely, Casely.
And I'll get you his information and number and everything, too, from Orlando.
Okay, you got it, Elvis. Good job, buddy. I'm sure it's going to be a good job. Thanks for calling in.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we can find it at the end, I'll try to get it on for you. All right? Because our engineer, he stayed for a special for me today. So we want to thank Tommy in the engineer room. He just did me a huge favor tonight. So, Elvis, we got a connection with Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM, The Heat. We'll try to send that over to him in a second. Let's go to our Skype caller. And I don't know who's on. I'd like to look at my list.
We have a Skype caller?
We do, from out of the country. Krista, I think we have Krista's music. Do you have Krista's music back there? No, Krista, no. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from South Africa.
Okay, she's on our Skype. We're waiting. And hold on. 106.1 FM. Hi, you're live on six stations. Krista, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from South Africa.
Wow. Wow. South Africa.
Fabulous.
Yes.
So what do you want to do with your music? Because we've got a TV network here, and we have an indie record label that's here. Well, they're connected as well. What do you want to do with your music that we're going to actually try to play really quick here?
Wow. Well, okay, cool. So basically, I've been singing since I was little.
She's really good.
And yeah, I am studying to become a teacher. So mostly I just teach people music and dancing and stuff like that. But mostly I have written a couple of songs, like two songs, which are mostly Christian songs, which, like, when I heard the previous callers, like, all of them are like, God bless you. And I mean, like, truly, that's amazing. So yeah, that's also a viewpoint of mine. Wow. And obviously, I come from South Africa, so I inspire to sing in different languages. Like, I've been learning Spanish. My home language is Afrikaans, and I love singing in English. So the two songs I wrote is in English, and I send them to Dawn.
Now have you always lived in Africa?
Yes, I was born, yeah.
Wow.
And what is your age range about?
My age range for people that listen to my music is actually quite, because I don't swear in my songs, so it's from small kids to older generations. Like, my family is, like, most of them are, like, older generations, so there's no swearing in songs, and it's just, most generally, it's meaningful songs. It's songs that, you know, like, reaches our hearts and stuff like that.
Well,
so, yeah.
Well, before we go, I want to tell everybody, and we're going to play that. Are we okay on callers? Mm-hmm. Okay, Tommy, settle down back there. And like, ooh. I just want to let you know before we go.
I love Tommy.
I know, isn't he? He's fabulous.
He was cool from the first time we met, from when we met yesterday.
You know, I mean, the hard thing was my co-host wants to go to Mondays because she has prayer meeting on Wednesday. And so we had to actually move our show. And I'm like, Tommy, no, we love you. It's just that she wants to go to Bible study. And I want to probably end up going with her as well over there. BeamingHopeChurch.org, of course. But let's go. Before we go, I have something to tell everybody. We sell products on our show, and I don't know if you know this came from Shark Tank, everybody. Oh. And this is the Aqua Vault that goes over a lawn chair at the beach, and it locks, so your stuff stays in there with a wallet, and you have your own code. They sent me all this stuff. People are sending me products to put on the air to sell. I have so many that I've got to bring back for product selling.
Yeah.
Daryl's looking at me going, we're going to make some money.
Yeah, we're going to make some money on that. That's great.
Exactly. So anyways, I'm not sure what we're saying. What are we saying back there in the engineer room? I'm trying to see. What is
the video.
Wait, the video,
the camera.
Yeah, oh, she's showing
the
us.
The camera needs to be turned.
What happened?
Oh, yeah. It's actually, if you go to aquavault.com, you can see everything there. Aquavault.com. And we also have mypillow.com. I just got a commercial for that, they sent it to me. We're looking for families that want to, you know, having sleep problems, especially on TikTok. And
our TikTok family.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, I should start a maid service. Hey, Chrissy, what do you think of this? Chrissy, yeah. What do you think of called TikTok maid? You'll have it made because you've been on TikTok. Yeah. I think we should do that. Seriously,
I couldn't see it. All I
can
see
is here. There's so many aquavault.com. And so if you have a product you want me to help sell, we're going to work together. And I think Daryl is going to let me work with him on the VH2 TV network with this, because I can send these products over.
Absolutely.
So we got Krista from South Africa. Let's go to her music. I don't think we have anybody else. Remember, if you're interested in getting a digital business card that I have, please text our production company, 727-871-7788. If you're on TikTok, stay tuned, because we have two big TikTokers calling in at 6 and 6:15, and then around that time. And we have our special with Maggie for a few minutes as well, about 10 or 15 minutes. Let's go to Krista's music from South Africa. If Devin's listening, he's gonna love it. We'll be right back.
Yeah, I need to call Devin.
Yes, we need Devin to listen.
Oh, let me see if I can add him to. I'm a weirdo.
so very special. I wish I was special, but I'm not creepy. I'm falling down. What the hell am I doing?
And we're back. We've got 3 minutes. That is our girl from South Africa. And I said, Daryl, what are your comments about what you think from her?
A beautiful, beautiful, beautiful voice. Beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Do you have someone actually working with you or being your agent or manager?
I am currently busy working with someone, but like we haven't... We have started to say, okay, we have to go get these people, because I haven't really thought about making music like for a profession. So
why that's so good? It's that's like your that's like so, major radio.
So who did your song for you? Who edited and mixed and mastered it for you and all that other good stuff?
Just me.
You did that?
Wow.
Yeah, I have basic piano skills, and yeah, so that's basically the basic piano skills. I have a condenser mic at home with nice earphones, and so wow. I've got quite enough equipment to make my own music. I'm just not as good in like the technical stuff, though. But that was me.
Sarah, sometimes we're our own worst critic.
Yeah. Sarah, let me tell you something. Sarah, right?
Right.
Sarah, let me tell you something. When you're ready, you get with Don Reese, who is the head of our talent division over at VH2 Networks. She's going to hook you up with a gentleman called Devin Sawyer, and he's over our Indie Live division, which is a part of the VH2 Network.
We have like 30 seconds.
Okay, all right. just get with Don, and she will direct you in a way to go.
And I want to thank all our special TikTokers for all the special gifts that you've given. And if I didn't shout you out, we will shout you out on the next half hour. Please put prayers underneath, and I will shout you out. We'll be back, 106.1 FM, The Heat. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life and watch things happen. I'm going to get off of YouTube right now and Facebook, and we'll be right back with another half hour special. Stay tuned.
Bye-bye.
All right.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.